Touring the web with NVDA, continued. In the first half of tutorial number 4, you saw the difference between browse mode and focus mode, and you had a glimpse of first identification and some examples of how to use them. In the second half, we continue, starting with the elements list, the embedded objects on websites, and moving on to miscellaneous commands such as refreshing the web page and toggling screen layout. So let's continue this tutorial by examining the elements list. The elements list. So far you learned about shortcut keys and first line navigation keystrokes to move to various elements such as tables, links, headings, and so forth. If you're used to screen readers such as JAWS, you might recall that there was a handy command to view list of links, another command to view list of forms, and so forth on a given web page. NVDA provides the same mechanism, except that it groups three items into one dialog. If you use JAWS mostly, I would say this would be sort of familiar to you. In JAWS, if you press JAWS F7, JAWS insert insert F7 in a web page, it shows you links available, list of links on a given page. And then you can activate it, you can move to it, and so forth. And then if you use JAWS key in F6, it will show you a list of headings along with the levels. And NVDA uses insert F7 as well for giving you a list of elements. It's not just a list of links, it's also a list of headings and a list of landmarks. So by default, NVDA shows you a list of links. If I press insert F7,
elements list dialog, tree view, level 0 non-visual desktop access.
Now, this is because I used headings before. By default,
type, tree view, navigation 1 of 114, level 0. Non-visual desktop access, navigation, heading.
Now I'm at the navigation link, etc. By default, it shows you a list of links. And then let's go through the dialog to see what's out there.
Elements list dialog, tree view, navigation 1 of 114, level 0.
Okay, I'll press tab.
Filter by, edit all def, blank.
That allows you to search for a given word if it can be found in a list of headings, links, and landmarks.
Activate button all dia.
Activate, so you can press enter to activate the current link, go to heading, go to landmark.
Move to button all dia.
Move your cursor there.
Cancel button.
Cancel.
Type, grouping, links radio button checked all K.
Links, and then these types are?
Headings radio button checked all H. Landmarks radio button checked all D.
And so forth. You may recall that the letters are used before. You may have seen these letters before. To move to the next or previous link, you will press K and Shift K. To move to the next heading or previous heading, you will press H and Shift H. For the next and previous landmark, you press D and Shift D. Except that in the links in the elements list, you press Alt along with these keys to filter what kind of elements will be displayed.
Tree view, main 1 of 12, level 0.
And I'm back. What I did was I switched the view to landmarks. So I'll go to the main landmark, so I press enter.
Non-visual desktop access heading level 1 from Wikipedia. The free encyclopedia jump to. Now, out of list heading level 1 non-visual desktop access.
Okay, so I'm at the main landmark. And then I'll press insert F7 again.
Elements list dialog. Tree view. Main 1 of 12 level 0.
Let's switch the view to.
Type. Grouping. Links radio. Tree view. Navigation 1 of 100. Filter by. Edit.
Let's search for the word Windows. Shift Tab, because I went to filter by and I press Shift Tab.
Tree view. Microsoft Windows 1 of 4 level 0. Microsoft Windows 2 of 4 level. Windows 8 style apps. Windows only free software 4 of 4 level 0.
Okay, these are all the links that have the word Windows in it.
Microsoft Windows 1 of 4 level 0.
I'll go to one of the links that pressing Alt M.
Microsoft Windows link.
So the difference between activating and moving is activate will activate the link, and moving will move to the cursor to that particular link.
Elements list dialog. Tree view. Type. Group. Tree view. Non-visual desktop access expanded 1 of 1 level 0.
Okay, let's go to one particular heading because I changed the filter mode to heading.
Level edit references 2 of 4 level 1.
Enter.
Edit link references heading level 2.
And the cool thing about elements list is that it'll remember the last type of element you viewed, provided that if you activated the element or by pressing Alt+M or Alt+A to activate it. If you didn't, then the next time you open the elements list by pressing NVDA F7, it'll show you the last type you viewed. So even though you open it right now, I'm at the list of headings.
Elements list dialog. Tree view. Edit references 2 of 4 level 1.
Switch
type.
To links.
Tree view. Level 0. Edit of 57 of 114. Let B 50 about N 60 of 1. NVDA 2009.1 beta. What's in it for Firefox user?
And so forth. So I press escape without activating or moving to the link.
Non-visual desktop access Wikipedia. The free encyclopedia.
I'm back. So I'll press enter F7 again.
Elements list dialog. Tree view. Level 1. Edit references 2 of 4.
It shows you the last type you used. That is...
type. Group. Heading. Tree view. Navigation. Navigate.
And I press quickly switch to links mode and then move my cursor to navigation link. As opposed to pressing enter on the given link, which will activate that particular link. So that is how you use the elements list to view list of headings, links, and landmarks in a given page, and filter the list of these elements to show you what you're really looking for, such as particular link or or link that starts with a particular letter and so forth. You can use first order navigation. Two.
Elements list dialog. Search 2 of 1. Secondary or stable release 9 of 114 level 0.
You can use first line navigation to move through the link. In this case, first line navigation would mean finding a link, heading, or landmark that starts with a particular letter. And for that, you don't have to use filter by. If you use filter by, you can just type a word or two or the entire name of a link, heading, or landmark, and it'll find it for you. If it cannot, then it'll give you a blank view, blank list, which means that it couldn't find anything. And that's one of the powerful features when you use NVDA to browse the web with many links and many headings and many landmarks. So you can use elements list to choose where your cursor would be or to activate the link and so forth. Embedded objects. In the first half, you heard about what embedded objects are, and then I mentioned that I'll come back to embedded objects extensively in the second half. An embedded object is an object inside an application to, or at least inside a web page to allow web page to come alive. This includes Flash content. This also includes web dialogues and web applications. Some of the example sites that have objects are Google Docs, YouTube, Netflix, some news sites, and so forth. So let's go to one of the example sites where there are many embedded objects.
Address and search selection removed.
And we may have revisited the site briefly before, and we said we'll come back to it.
Selection
Now we are coming back to it.
Search edit. Blank. YouTube document.
YouTube. It's a very popular video online video site. We can see millions and billions of videos online. And these videos are shown via Flash objects. Let's search for something related to NVDA. So NVDA screen reader. Enter.
NVDA current reader YouTube. Oops, heading level 3 link just visited link. Edit and reader. Blank. C.
Enter.
NVDA screen reader YouTube.
There we go. I typed. I forgot to put a space in there. So the search results are headings. So I press H.
Out of list. Just Lee 22,590 link heading level 3.
I have to give a disclaimer that not all embedded objects work equally, and there are accessibility differences between each objects. And in some web browsers, web embedded objects may not work. In some other web browsers, it does.
List with two items subscriptions. Out of list. List with two items download BCL Meet Scanner software with out of list. List with 20 items and introduction to NVDA link heading level 3. By link risk Neskatland Bullet 2 years ago. Bullet NVDA open source screen reader written in Python link head. By link PyCon JP Bullet 4 months of NVDA link heading level. By link into Tap Project ESC JAWS 14 screen reader vs NVDA screen reader by Robert Kinjit link heading. By link Robert Kinjit JAWS vs NVDA Harry Potter style link heading level 3.
That'll be the last video I'll show you.
Assistive technology program NVDA screen reader and untagged assistive JAWS vs NVDA dot a screen reader battle visit accessibility for online learning 1 NVDA reading canvas subdom content in Firefox 13 visited
okay this sounds interesting
all text testing using NV all text and screen read all text NVDA 2011.2 and FF6 with HTML5 and ARIA landmark roles link accessibility Google translation NVDA screen reader link head by link RAM size bullet 2 years ago
all text
NVDA reading canvas sub.
So Canvas thing, that seems interesting. DOM means Document Object Model. So I press Enter to watch the video.
Canvas Interact, Canvas Example Mozilla Firefox, Canvas Example Document, Heading Level 1 Interactive Image Canvas with Text Alternative. Heading Level 2 Shapes. A rectangle with a black border. In the background is a pink circle. Partially overlaying the link circle. Dot partially overlaying the circle is a green link square and a purple link triangle, both of which are semi-opaque, so the full circle can be seen underneath. Heading level 3 code. Blank.
And
canvas
that is
ID example width 260, height 200. And a option.
And that is eSpeak speaking. And that shows you the code. So that is eSpeak and as opposed to Vocalizer, which we're using for this tour. So to move through
visited link.
An embedded object of any kind, that is that where NVDA is embedded object, press the letter O. You may have heard this keystroke before. So in the keystroke last time we mentioned it goes to embedded objects. So press O.
Embedded object.
For embedded object, press Shift O to move to previous embedded object. To really interact with embedded object, you have to press Enter to get into embedded objects.
Embedded object. Pane.
Now, we're in the embedded object pane. I believe there was a bug. There was a bug in IE, Internet Explorer, where embedded objects may not work properly. Not so in Firefox. And I believe the bug might have been resolved or not by the time you listen to this tutorial. If the bug is not resolved, you might want to try Firefox. If not, it can continue to use IE when browsing Flash content and whatnot. All the videos on YouTube are Flash based. And as you may know, if I press arrow keys,
260 height 200, ID exam, 3 code, full circle can be seen underneath, heading level 3 code, blank. Laying the link circle, dot partially overlaying the circle is a green link square and a purple link triangle, both of which are semi-opaque, so the full circle can be seen underneath, heading level 3 code, blank. Circle is a green link square and a purple link triangle, both of which are semi-opaque. So the full circle can be level 3 code, blank.
Green so, link square and a purple. What's going on is if I press the arrow keys, so if I press the left and right arrow, it rewinds and fast forwards. Left arrows rewind, right arrows fast forward. If I press up and down arrow keys, it changes the volume of the video. If I press spacebar, it pauses it and it resumes. So whatever keys that were used to when using NVDA with web browsing will not work here when you're in embedded object because all the keys will pass directly to that object. So essentially the bug might have been fixed in Windows 8, but so at least that's how you view YouTube. But if you're not on the embedded object,
pull link canvas with canvas to interact canvas example Mozilla Firefox canvas example overlaying the circle is a heading level 1 interactive image.
So essentially, you can press left and right arrow for rewind and fast forward, but also you can use J and L keys to rewind and fast forward. And I pressed M to mute the speech and mute the output. And then you may notice that they don't function as first set of navigation commands when you're in NVDA. So to return to the document that you were viewing, press Control NVDA spacebar.
NVDA reading canvas sub DOM content in Firefox 13 YouTube.
Now we're back at the option. I'll press down arrow.
Heading level 1 NVDA reading. Link graphics default near links. Button subscribe subscribe. Link embedded. Visited link embedded object.
And as you may see, it reads the text surrounding that. So this is, so to enter an embedded object, press O to see if there are any embedded objects. Press enter to enter one. Interact with the embedded objects such as filling up forms or going through whatever application you're in, interact with dialogue or going through flash video. To exit out of the embedded object to return to browse mode, press Control NVDA spacebar. And this command, the Control NVDA spacebar, will only work properly if you're inside an object. If you're inside an embedded object. Otherwise, it will not do anything. Well, it may appear not to do anything because we're already at the browse mode. Let's go to another video.
NVDA screen reader YouTube out of list chip lip up skip out of list list with 20 items and introduction to NVDA link heading level 3.
I'll press enter to listen
and
to
introduction. Let's do a quick overview of NVDA. NVDA stands for non-visual desktop access, and it's predominantly for people who have a visual impairment who are blind and need something called a screen reader to read information on the screen. So essentially a screen reader interprets information on the screen and reads it back to the user. But it can also be useful for people who have a dyslexic type of difficulty or a literacy type of difficulty who might need to have information read back to them as well. So for example, the buttons and menus, these sorts of things can be quite useful. So when you start NVDA, again, it defaults down to the system tree. It's not obvious where it is. And when
now, well, how I paused it without ever entering embedded object. In some cases, like YouTube, you can briefly switch to focus mode to interact with that object at hand. So you can press NV, and then mostly, if you press NVDA space to go to focus mode, the alphabetic keys will be passed directly to the application, like K and whatnot. The J is rewind, K is pause, pause, resume, L is fast forward, and so forth. So you can briefly switch to focus mode to do that, and you can switch back to browse mode.
Embedded object. No next embedded no previous embedded object. Blank. YouTube home link. No next visited link. Embedded object.
Embedded object. This is the only one embedded object, and that's the video. So I'll press Alt left arrow to go back.
NVDA screen reader.
So that is the NVDA. That's the NVDA demonstration tutorial video, I would say. The last video we'll show you, because of time constraints, is an interesting video that captured the hearts of blind people over several months.
NVDA, open source, NVDA link heading left, JAWS 14 screen reader VSN, JAWS VS NVDA Harry Potter style link heading level 3.
I'm sure many of us read, at least some, heard of something about Harry Potter. So, I'm sort of a Harry Potter fan too sometimes. So, this particular video is something that captured the hearts of blind people. It was released several...
By Link New Alexman 1212 Bullet 2 years ago. JAWS VSN.
Released several years, 2 years ago, I believe. And this is simulates a duel between JAWS and NVDA. So I'll press Enter to open this.
JAWS VSN.
White clouds on a blue sky. In gold lettering, the Warner Home Video logo.
JAWS's eloquence.
Welcome to the speech synthesizer wizard duel. Today's battle is against eloquence from JAWS and eSpeak from NVDA. Both sides are ready, so let the battle commence.
Come on, eSpeak. Do your best against the JAWS wizard.
Okay, JAWS. You think NVDA can't match your standards? Just because you cost more than an old man's pension, you think you are better than me? Well, I like to inform you that you are totally wrong. Take this. Stupefy.
Haha, you missed. At least I am not cheap like you. I mean, come on, open source. How cheap can you get, Crucio?
Okay, you... When I am finished with you, I am going to send you back to the Freedom Scientific Labs, where they first made you.
Okay, bring it on then.
Confundus.
Deletrius.
Pensorgio.
Expelliarmus.
Patronum.
Avada Kedavra. Hold on, have you noticed that nothing is happening?
Breton Titan. Yes, why can't I kill you? Breck.
Of course we can't hurt each other, we are only speech synthesizers.
Hold on, Jaws, please say where you stay.
Ha, nice try, I heard about that, I will not say.
Victor, who's laughing now? Looks like Jaws is not all it seems. And therefore NVDA beats Jaws by a mile.
He speak wins.
And this is the video that captured...
There you have it. A battle of the voices.
And there it is. This is a video that I believe captured the hearts of screen reader users for some time now. It was made famous, I believe, last summer or last year, when it was widely mentioned on the press, on the blindness literature. So that was Eloquence of Joss Windows versus NVDA from eSpeak, NVDA via eSpeak. And that actually brings up about the philosophies of both screen readers. The Joss for Windows is proprietary, versus NVDA is open source, and so forth. And this is one of those examples where Flash content makes web truly come alive. There are some comments on the YouTube page, and there are some descriptions about what it is. And this video was widely mentioned on the press. So.
NVDA.
This gives you an overview, sort of examples of how embedded objects are useful when you want to make things come alive. There are other things which are not accessible. Some web page dialogs might not be accessible to you unless it is properly labeled. And there might be some application dialogs which are totally accessible so that the NVDA user can use it for advantage. The other well-known embedded object site is Google Docs, and this is essentially a word processor that is written using web page, written on a web page. So essentially, when you open the web browser, it resembles a word processor document window when you open the Google Docs. And you can use Google Docs to create all sorts of documents, presentations, spreadsheets, Word documents, advanced Word formats, etc. There were numerous mixed reports on whether it is accessible with NVDA or not. Because of time constraints, we will not go into that. And this is sort of the examples of how embedded objects are useful. There are tutorials out there which teaches you how to use particular websites with NVDA and more information on embedded objects and demonstrates of different types of embedded objects. So at this point, let's take
a look. Recorder. Tab. 1 of 3.
Excuse me. That was my iPhone.
Edit NVDA screen. Blank.
NVDA and embedded objects.
NVDA and embedded objects.
Are there any YouTube tutorials out there? Let's see.
Out of list with 2 items. Out of list with 12 items. Embedded objects and how to treat with first aid link heading. Auto encoding tutorial 3. GUI embed. How to make an embedded object resin bangle bracelet. Google i/O 2012. Hibernate tutorials. Soap Queen. How to embed 3D.
And so forth. There's so many objects out there and search for one more thing. I'm searching for NVIDIA screen reader and embedded objects to see if there's any YouTube tutorials out there.
Just list out of list with 11 items. NVDA reading canvas sub DOM content in Firefox. Google i/O 2012 advancing accessibility for the web link heading. Visual 3D modeling of real world objects. You know, embedded by job for a cowboy anti. Google i/O how to embed a YouTube video into PowerPoint. Untangling object recognition link heading. Learning object C on poser loco.
And so forth, like that. There aren't tutorials out there yet, I believe. But there are podcasts, I believe, that are out there which treats embedded objects on web applications. This sort of finishes the core features of NVDA when it comes to browsing the web. There are other miscellaneous commands out there which are useful, such as reading long descriptions and refreshing the web page. And we'll come back to that. In the next segment, we will talk about miscellaneous features available to you when browsing the web.
Stop button.
With NVDA. Miscellaneous commands when browsing the web. So up to this point, we covered about embedded objects and shortcut keys. So before we close, for the time being, let's talk about other miscellaneous commands available to you when browsing the web. The first command, first of these, is how to refresh a web page. You might have heard as we're browsing the web that we had paint issues and web page were not coming up as it should and so forth. And we had to use Tab and Shift Tab to really return to the web page. To try to avoid that, you can press NVDA F5 for refresh.
Refreshed. Web aim. Creating accessible images, long descriptions document. Out of list links.
We'll see why I chose that page later. So NVDA F5, what it does is refresh the screen. Essentially, in technical words, it refreshes what's called virtual buffer. Virtual buffer is the location where NVDA uses for navigating the browse mode document. And it's also safe to mention that browser mode documents are not limited to web browsers. These also represent PDF documents if they're properly tagged and if they're accessible. So NVDA F5 will be the command that you want to try if you find that you want to read some more information that the web page provided, or if it turns out that you go to new page and if NVDA keeps says pane. So you might want to try NVDA F5 to reload the page to NVDA's virtual cursor. The next command is long descriptions, and this was implemented after many years of requests. A long description is a new window or text that accompanies a graph that provides detailed description of what the graph looks like or what the picture is. This goes in tandem with the G key that we discussed several minutes ago, at least in the first half, or in this case, second half. So in some cases, when you go through graphic, NVIDIA will say has long description. If NVIDIA says doesn't say anything about long descriptions, this means that graph doesn't have a long description at all. So web page I'm in is WebAIM.
WebAIM, creating accessible images.
Creating accessible images and so forth. So I'll press G.
WebAIM web accessibility graph of percentage of total U.S. non-institutionalized population age 16-64 declaring one or more disabilities graphic.
Now, NVIDIA didn't say long description. There is a command to find out if there is a long description. That command is NVIDIA with D key.
No long description.
D for long description.
Graph of percentage of total U.S. non-institutionalized population age 16-64 declaring one or more disabilities graphic.
Now, that second one doesn't have any long descriptions at all. But the long description text is provided below that, surrounding the text. The number of ways of providing descriptions for graphics, which are context sensitive, that is to say, the surrounding the graph itself. There's also text link or alt text part of a graph, and there's also long description. Long description attribute is not also browser supported. It's quite a technology that might be removed later. I'll press G key again to move to the third graph.
Graph of percentage of total U.S. non-institutionalized population age 16-64 declaring one or more disabilities graphic has long description.
You see the difference. In the first and second graphic, it said it didn't say anything about long descriptions. Now in the third one, it says long descriptions. And if I press NVDA with D key.
Long description of disability chart, Windows Internet Explorer. Long description of disability chart. The percentage of total U.S. non-institutionalized population age 16-64 declaring one or more disabilities. The percentage value for each category is as follows. List with 7 items, bullet total declaring one or more.
And so forth. So that's opened the new window with the long description
WebAIM
in it. And when you're opening this for the first time, browser may ask for security about whether allow this content of a pop-up to open and whatnot. And this is useful if you know a website or graphic that has a long description in it. Not all browsers support this, and it might be removed at some point, but at least NVDA 2013.1 or later supports long description. There are example websites where there's long description tutorials out there. Predominantly, graphics are displayed using alt text. That is to say, graphic has some kind of description within as part of the graphic itself, and it's the screen reader catches the text, alternative text. In some cases, the descriptions may be surrounding the graph itself. In some cases, there might be long descriptions, and so forth.
Link skip to main content.
So there are other commands that are available when browsing the web besides long descriptions and so forth. The next feature is finding text on the web. So you might be in a web page and you know that particular section begins with some text. To find that particular text in NVDA, press Control NVDF for find.
Find dialog. Type the text you wish to find, edit. Selected graph.
So it keeps the list of things that I found, so let's find a description. Enter.
Descriptions.
Descriptions. Now press NVDA with F3.
Heading level 1 descriptions. List with 7 items descriptions. List with 2 items link descriptions. Link description. Out of list heading level 2 descriptions.
And so forth. It's a part of a...
Heading level 2 when to provide long descriptions.
Long descriptions. So it essentially finds text that has that particular string in it. To find forward...
Description of the image in the alt attribute and then provide a longer...
Press NVDA with F3 to search forward and...
Heading level 2 description. List with 7 items. List with 2 items. Link description. Link description. Out of list descriptions.
Press NVDA Shift F3 to find backwards.
Out of list link.
And I'll press Control NVDA F to find out.
Find dialog. Type the text you wish to find, edit. Selected description. Description. Descript. Web aim.
It does not keep a list of recently searched items. Although it knows what it was searched before, so it provides that as a default. If you didn't search for anything yet, it'll give you a blank edit field. You can type in anything to search for. So search for the exact string as you enter it. So if I type the word description, it'll say description, descriptions, etc. The next thing, and will be the final command that we'll go over for now, is how to switch between screen layout versus the classic layout, where classic layout refers to links on separate lines. To do that, let's go back to Wikipedia page.
Add to main page, web aim.
I saved Wikipedia as one of the favorites.
Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Search, out of list, main landmark, jump to, link navigation, link search.
This is screen layout.
Welcome to link Wikipedia. The link free link encyclopedia that link anyone can edit. Dot.
Now, jump. If I press NVDA with...
Beep and speed prog, no prog, speed progress, beep for progress bar updates.
Oh, that's not what I want. There's a command out there which allows you to switch the screen layouts.
Use screen layout off.
Use screen layout off. And I pressed NVDA with V key for view. So if I use screen layout off...
Jump to link navigation, link search.
I'm pressing down arrow to move to the page.
Welcome to link Wikipedia, the link free, link encyclopedia that... Link anyone can edit. Dot. Link 4,152,931 articles in. Link English. List with 3 items. Bullet. Link arts. Bullet. Link biography.
And so forth. So it shows links on their own line. But if I read the same text again.
Out of list. Link navigation. Link search. Welcome to.
So if I read this particular line.
Welcome to.
With screen layout on by pressing NVDA with V.
Use screen layout on. Welcome to link Wikipedia. The link free link encyclopedia that link anyone can edit. Dot. Link 4,152,931 articles in link English. List with 3 items. Bullet link arts.
And it shows you sort of a visual layout of what the screen looks like. And the command that I pressed before NVDA U, you can skip that command for now, because NVDA U in desktop mode is to toggle between progress bar announcements. But the command that you are interested in would be NVDA with V key, V for view. So you can toggle that easily without having to go through browse mode settings dialog. And you just saw a brief demonstration of examples of screen layout off and screen layout on. Screen layout off means links will be on its own line. Screen layout on means it'll be displayed as intended on the screen itself. Well, last segment is that the last commands would be like descriptions, but I guess I covered longer than that. So in summary, throughout the fourth tutorial, which we divided into first two halves, which this one being the second half, we talked about features when using NVDA for browsing the web, such as focus mode versus browse mode, first set of navigation and some examples of those. You also talked about embedded objects, the elements list, and other miscellaneous commands such as find text, long descriptions, and then refreshing the page and difference between screen layout being on and off. So take some time to go through some websites, like Facebook, like Google, like Yahoo, YouTube, Netflix, and other websites, as well as blindness organizations such as ACB, NFB, AccessWorld, and so forth like that, so that you can browse, so can you experiment with browse mode commands and find things quickly using NVDA find command and so forth. Example sites you can test or varying from complexity would be Google for searching for text, Yahoo, a Gmail website which has useful exercise routines for exercising with forms mode commands, Wikipedia if you want to have a go at reading lengthy articles, news website, YouTube for browsing the embedded objects and experimenting more with them, as well as complex sites such as social networks, blog websites, and news and other such websites with varying levels of accessibility. And there are tutorials out there which talks more about browse mode commands, such as how to use a particular website with NVDA, and more detailed tips on how to use browse mode effectively, and so forth. And this tutorial is just a short overview on browse mode. If you want to take a look at a particular users, particular ways of using NVDA, browse mode commands in a particular website, I recommend that you listen to those tutorials or read the articles posted online. In the next part, we'll talk about in one step further, and that is using applications, popular ones, with NVDA. We'll cover some of the applications from Microsoft Office Suite, such as Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook. We'll also take a look at others such as Winamp, Thunderbird, the command line tools, and others. So see you next time in part 5 of NVDA tutorial.